This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Each week we look at common health issues in our series Vital Signs. After a mammogram, no one wants to hear the words, "We found a spot on the image," but it can be a problem for women with high-density breast tissue, and it may or may not have to do with breast cancer. I talked about this with Dr. Elizabeth Jeckett, a radiologist specializing in breast imaging. Why does high breast density create problems regarding mammograms?
Breast density is something that is determined by the radiologist when they look at your mammogram. When we do a mammogram, we only get two colors. We get gray, which is the normal fat, and we get white, which is the normal tissue. Tissue meaning the glandular elements and the structural elements. If a woman's breast is mostly gray, we call them fatty. If it's mostly white, we call them dense. Now that creates a problem, because what we're looking for are things that are white. We're looking for white lumps or bumps. We look for little white dots called microcalcifications, and we look for distortion.
So in regards to mammograms, if you see anything white on that image, you think, uh-oh.
Well, not necessarily. That's the difficulty insofar as if a woman's breast is mostly white, then it makes it more difficult to discern things. Mm-hmm. If we're looking for white things, it's like trying to look for a white balloon in a white cloud. There's very little differentiation. That's why fat is our friend in the breast. If you're fatty, we have a gray background, and then it is easy to see white things. But if you have a white background, it makes it difficult to see white things, which decreases the sensitivity for those women that have dense breast tissue.
How is it in this day and age of technological advances? Is that presenting a problem?
Right now, screening mammography is our number one screening tool, but it's not perfect. So that's why we're looking to alternative measures.
Such as?
Well, one of the things that we're employing at our center is something called automated breast ultrasound, or 3D ultrasound. The technologist is able to take and capture up to 1,000 images for the radiologist to review at the workstation, which allows us to assess the breast in three dimensions. And unlike the mammogram, this allows us to evaluate for solid masses that might be hiding in that dense breast tissue.
Why does breast density vary from person to person?
A lot of it's your genetic makeup. Mm-hmm. It's sort of how you're put together. Some women have a tendency to be more dense than others. As we grow older, generally speaking, the breasts do become a little bit fattier. But there are some ladies who are mature who still have dense breast tissue.
Does breast density have anything to do with risk for breast cancer?
Unfortunately, even though the mammogram is less sensitive for those particular patients with greater breast density have a higher risk for breast cancer.
Do we know why?
Once again, that's a difficult thing to discern, but it makes sense to me in a sense that if your breast is mostly fatty, it has less glandular elements, it has less tissue that might be more predisposed to developing the actual breast cancer itself, less ductal tissue. So with that, it's kind of like lottery tickets. If you have less lottery tickets, it's less likely that you might win the lottery.
Is a mammogram often the first time a woman finds out that she has high breast density?
That would really be the only way that she can find out.
Even though there still might be a higher risk for breast cancer, when you find out for the first time that you have high breast density, is that a reason for concern?
It's a reason for concern in a sense that I don't have an absolute value in terms of that increased number. But for those patients to know that you are at higher risk just based on your density, that's the time that they might want to entertain supplemental screening. Now, one of the reasons this has come to light is in Texas, in the 2011, there was a law passed called Henda's Law. This law lets all patients know, based on their recent mammogram and a letter they receive from their breast imaging center, whether or not they have dense breast tissue. So technically, it's a law when you have a mammogram here in Texas to know whether or not you have dense breast tissue when you get your letter telling you whether or not your results are normal.
So it sounds then once you do find this out, it's like a subject you need to have a talk about with your doctor.
Exactly right. And that's what the law suggests, is that you visit with your physician about what other potential supplemental screenings you might entertain.
Are insurance companies in line with that recommendation for the alternative imaging?
Most insurance companies will ordinarily cover a screening mammogram as part of a patient's well woman exam. Therefore, there's usually nothing that goes towards deductible, and basically it's taken care of. Mm-hmm. The sonogram, on the other hand, is not currently covered. I suggest you look into your benefits to see whether or not this is something that you can afford, but at the same time, I would support or recommend that you have it done.